Very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May the 17th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And amongst our top stories this evening, the Grain Millers Association has castigated the move by the Agriculture Minister to issue permits for maize importers to import maize meal, especially in the Matabeleland province, where it is now being sold cheaply or given free, saying this is driving local producers out of business. Parliament condemned the move, and the association says it is prepared to take the Agricultural Ministry to court if the situation is not redressed urgently.
We have written to the minister that if he does not rescind on his decision, he will be approaching the Constitutional Court on Wednesday.
And a local musician, Dr. Tawanda Benson, now based in Botswana, where he is a producer and recording artist, says it is important for celebrities to be involved in causes that affect the society. Dr. Tawanda jointly produced a song with a South African singer that castigates xenophobia.
My name is Dr. Tawanda Benson, and I've started my music career long time, but not that much, in 2003. That's when I started doing my first album.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum from Tatenda Gumbo. The Grain Millers Association has castigated the move by the Agriculture Minister to issue permits for maize importers to import maize meal, especially in the Matabeleland province, where it is now being sold cheaply or given free, saying this is driving local producers out of business. Parliament condemned the move, and the association says it is prepared to take the minister to court if the situation is not redressed urgently. The association chairman, Tafazwa Musarara, tells us more.
The import situation is pretty bad. We have GMO, cheap GMO maize that has now taken over the market, mainly in Matnot, Matsaw, Blawaya, Midlands, and Mashing. And most miners have now been forced to reduce their operations. So those with two shifts have now been reduced to 1 6-hour shift. And also, there's been an artificial depression on the price of millet, which of course is causing a big challenge or damage on the local maize producer price. We have revised our prices from 320 to 140, to a range between 140 and 200, so that we can effectively compete with this cheap maize import.
So what action are you going to take to ensure that you are not competed out of business, and also that the people do not starve while you're having the price war?
Well, the Zimmaster document is very clear. It acknowledges that where there is a maize shortage in Zimbabwe, we shall import and beneficiate it locally so that we keep jobs, we have industry running, and it's a more sustainable way of dealing with the deficit. The minister's decision to import maize meal has been disowned in Parliament by the Minister of Industry and Commerce. So this shows that this was not a government decision. And also, I believe that in terms of our administrative law rights, we have been treated unfairly. The decision by the minister issued imports was not fair, reasonable, and just. So we have written to the minister that if he does not rescind on his decision, he will be approaching the Constitutional Court on Wednesday.
So how long do you think you're going to have to wait until you hear from the minister before you take further steps to redress the situation?
No, we've given minutes up to Tuesday evening.
That was the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe Chairman Tafazwa Musarara in Harare. Dr. Tawanda Benson, a local musician now based in Botswana, where he is a producer and recording artist, says it is important for celebrities to be involved in causes that affect the society. Dr. Tawanda Benson jointly produced a song with a South African singer that castigates xenophobia. Dr. Tawanda tells us more on how his career started.
Yeah, it's Mega Bass Studios, Baba.
Ahoy, Africa! Yeah, big yama chocolate.
My name is Dr. Tawanda Benson, and I've started my music career long time, but not that much. In 2003, that's when I started doing my first album called Nyararisa, a gospel album in Zimbabwe. But of course, I've seen that I've got the potential to sing when I was Form 1, that is 1997, 98, somewhere there. So I started music in 2003, recording and being a music producer at the same time, until current.
And why are you called Dr. Tawanda Benson? Are you a doctor? Or how did you coin that name?
Dr. Tawanda came after I was given an award as a best producer in this country, Botswana, Gaborone. And all my artists, especially V Wamampela, he said, you, the way you mix our albums, we have never had somebody like that in this country. So you are a doctor of music. When they speak in Botswana. So that's when I was given the name Dr. Tawanda. It's a name. In Shona, they say, so it's a name for my good works that I do in this country.
But what is your real name?
My real name is Tawanda Kasaira, Tawanda Benson Kasaira.
And we've seen that you've recently composed an anti-xenophobia song. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you come up with that song?
Okay, yes. It was after I've seen and I felt pain with whatever was happening or is happening in SA to my fellow Zimbabweans, you know, fellow foreigners, you know, the banning, the beating, and, you know. So that's when now I said, maybe one of my cousins or my relatives might be involved. But why are they doing that? Because we have got some fellow South Africans staying with us in Zimbabwe. We have some of them staying with us in Botswana, but we don't exercise such act. So that's when I said, no. Let me try to write or to send a message to the people who are involved in that, the ones who are doing that, or the ones who have got the intention to do that next. And I wrote a song, Let's Unite and Stop Xenophobia.
Africa, the motherland.
Let's unite, recopening, let's meet, you see, let's combine, let's be one thing. So it's a song which comprises or which has got two languages, that's Setswana or Sotho and English, so that at least I can cater for each and everyone who does not understand English, who understands Setswana, who does not understand Setswana, who understands English. So that's how I say, let's unite and stop xenophobia. Arifarane, Arikofane, Africa, my boy.
Let's unite. Oh, let's unite. And stop xenophobia.
And stop xenophobia.
Arifarane.
Oh, wala. Africa.
You see? So, I'm singing in a ragga way, a very emotional way. So that at least it can hit to the soul. It can express how I am feeling. You see, now that's why I came up with that song.
How would you say your song has been received so far, and where can people access it?
My song so far, of course, you know, with whatever is happening, it's sympathizing with the victims, you know, it's sympathizing with the victims. It is also informing those people who are involved in the acts in such a way that I am not insulting or I'm not attacking, but I am begging, but why can't we do this? So now, because of such a message, people, they really love the song. And the Cosbot guys and the Bomo, they said, Tawanda, come and register your song. Take it to the radio. We want to play it. And we want to make it an advert. You sing it live, you say it live on radio so that we can inform the rest of the people. They really want it.
This is Africa, the country to be shaped like a heart of a human being. We love those kinds of flowers. Rose and lilies, we shave in the greater south of you, Africa, the motherland. The march
And if people want this song, I'm going to upload it on SoundSpec. I'm going to put it on my Facebook. I'm just going to send it through my WhatsApp. I'm also going to upload it on YouTube. And it's going to be a song for the people. Not for sale, but for listening and downloading for free. So that's what I can say on the song.
And how important is it for artists to be involved in such causes like fighting xenophobia?
You know, in the war, like in the liberation wars and the stuff, you know, songs were done to empower the fighters. Songs were done to comfort the deceased. So now, if us artists could sing, come together, sing a song together for the victims and the people who are involved, we are informing them that, no, you will also have come together like us. We have got peace. Let's have peace. Because knowledge is power. Some of the people who do this, if you can check nicely, some of them, they didn't go to school. Some of them, they need God. If I can do a gospel song, which is against xenophobia, you know, non-Christian can maybe repent because of that. So it is very important for us artists to come up, create a song. You know, let's take it to the radio. Let it be played. Let it comfort people. Let's not attack, but let's comfort. Let's liaise. Let's try to create, a good atmosphere for us people to unite, because it's not too late. So it is very important for authors of books write whatever is happening, to teach, to remind, you know, to comfort. So it's very important. That's why music is power and music is knowledge. It gets to everybody.
Africa, my boy. Oh, what you go panning? Richard Sanding, Botillo Bona.
That was Dr. Tawanda Benson speaking to us from Botswana. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I am gladly joined by Munyaradzi Goto, who is the founder of TV Yangu and also one of the 30 Zimbabweans who were selected for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, also known as the Young African Leaders Initiative. Munyaradzi, thank you so very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on your selection to come to Washington, D.C. Tell me more about the process in becoming one of the 30 that were chosen to represent Zimbabwe.
Well, it all started last year. We saw the guys who came to Washington last year, and we just followed their journey. And then when the application process opened up last year in September, we just applied. I think I was part of like 900 applications that came through last year. And I was honored to be among those young people nominated for that.
You'll be coming behind a group of 30 that came here. So many young Zimbabweans doing wonderful things, and now they're back home in Zim. What's your expectation when you get here to Washington, D.C.? As of course, I know you've heard about some of the experiences the Yali alumni had while they were here.
Well, I think my expectation really is to make networks, especially amongst the other young people who are coming there from different countries. I mean, there's a total of 500 of us. So I'm hoping to gain a lot from the network just itself and the experience being in a different country and representing my country at an international level like that. And I hope maybe from that we can grow our initiatives across Africa.
Tell me more about TV Yangu and that concept. What exactly is it and how does it work?
Well, TV Yangu is a video on demand platform, so it's an online television platform. The idea of it is build something like a Netflix in Zimbabwe. So we create videos, we curate videos from Zimbabwe or African videos in general, or any video that relates to Africa that has an African footprint. It can be from the diaspora, but as long as it's about Africa, for Africans, we create it. So we built up a large database of shows. We've got local shows. If you've got a PO box, we stream that. We stream a lot of new videos from Zimbabwe. What happens is that a lot of African content is stifled on the internet and is buried on YouTube, either because we don't have the numbers or the audience to watch it. So what we've created is a portal where the African content can shine, can be brought out to light, and if you don't think.
It's definitely a unique concept, of course, as you're saying, bringing content to one area. What has the response been? I've also checked it out, and it's nice to have a platform here that I can look, to see what's going on back home.
The response has been phenomenal. I mean, earlier last year, we won Best Citizen Journalism Platform at the Shoko Festival, and then earlier in January, I was actually in Nigeria for the Social Media Africa Awards, where we were finalist for the Best Use of Social Media by Startup. So it has been phenomenal. I mean, there's been several articles written about us, reviews, local and international. And I think there is a need out there for African content. And I think largely our platform is driven by people like you in the diaspora who are looking back and saying, hey, I need to know who Killer Tree is, what's the latest from Tokyo Vibes, you know, that sort of thing, and have a place where they can get that on the internet. So there is a huge gap in the market for African content, and I think we are largely the same industry driven by an American audience. But I think the internet levels the playing field for players, and an artist from Zimbabwe can gain an international mileage.
What is the exact website for anyone who might be interested in checking out TV Yangu?
They can find us on tvyangu.com on the internet, and they can also follow us on Twitter on tvyangu. They can follow us on Facebook on tvyangu, and we'd love to hear from them and get some feedback on that.
And of course, Mnyaradzi, as I said earlier on, you will be here in Washington, D.C. What is your hope for the future, looking at the opportunities that have arisen from TV Yangu, but also being chosen to be one of the YALI Fellows?
Well, I hope my experience in America on this fellowship will encourage me to do more, or encourage me to continue pursuing my African dream. And I think that's all that can be done, because no one's going to come to our rescue as Africans if we don't step up to the plate. So I hope to get that, and I hope to be more encouraged and to be more positive about what I'm doing right now and continue doing it.
Mnyaradzi, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you, Pretenda.
That was Mnyaradzi Goto, who is the founder of TV Yangu and also the 2015 Mandela Washington Fellow. This was Tatenda Gumbo. Thanks for joining me, and make sure you join me next time.
This is Studio 74 Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap on today's top stories. The Zimbabwe Grain Millers Association has castigated the move by the Agriculture Minister to issue permits for maize importers to import maize meal, especially in the Matabeleland province, where it is now being sold cheaply or given away freely, saying this is driving local producers out of business. Parliament has condemned the move, and the Association says it is prepared to take the Agriculture Ministry to court if the situation is not redressed urgently. And Dr. Tawanda Benson, a local musician now based in Botswana, where he is a producer and recording artist, says it is important for celebrities to be involved in causes that affect the society. Dr. Tawanda jointly produced a song with a South African singer that castigates xenophobia. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday, May the 17th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.